looking at currently is Donegal County Council has vacated 81 houses that are owned by the council, which we know have defective blocks. That's 81 that are vacant out of an estimated number of 1,800 across County Donegal. And of those 81, 26 homes are ready to go for remediation, such as demolition and reconstruction. So only 26. And that's because the other 55 that are vacant might be part of a semi-detached unit, and the other side of that not been vacant. So we have a very small number of homes that are ready to go. Now, we've been waiting for over 2.5 years for this scheme to come into place, and we still have nothing from the previous government or from this government. And when it does start, if we're only starting with 26 homes ready to go, then we're going to be an extremely long time tackling this huge issue. Now, I've seen social houses across the Milford electoral area that are affected by defective concrete blocks. And the fact of the matter is, some of them are in such a bad state that you wouldn't put an animal into them. And that's no way for people to be living. So this is an extremely urgent matter. Also, the fact that people are actually paying the council rent for the privilege of living in these substandard conditions. So what I have called on at the Defective Concrete Blocks Committee is, we need a more ambitious plan, and there's absolutely no way that we can meaningfully tackle this problem without exploring all options, such as a centralised or multiple localised locations of modular homes. If we have 81 houses that are currently vacant, but we can only actually look at 26 of them, then those other 55 homes would be better off being put into modular homes. We can start with the full 81 as an example. So we need to be more ambitious with this plan. We can't play this on the terms of the Department of Housing. We need to put forward proposals that are strong and robust, that tackle this issue and meet people's needs, because people are living in dire conditions.
And the issue with modular homes that officials say they're coming into is that it's not covered because it's not a permanent residence. So it's a cash flow issue there, essentially, or a bureaucratic issue?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not covered currently, but I mean, nothing is covered currently because the scheme for social housing remediation does not exist. Donegal County Council have put forward proposals, and there's been excellent work done by the team in Donegal County Council on this. And I want to commend the work they're doing, but they are banging their head against the wall because the Department of Housing is not engaging with them, is not responding to them. And as I say, it's an extremely urgent issue. So when they say that it's not covered, I mean, nothing's covered currently. And when they're designing a scheme and when they're introducing legislation, now is the time to put forward proposals that include modular housing as alternative accommodation for Donegal County Council to be able to put tenants into while their houses are being remediated. So that can all be part of the legislation. And until such time that that's brought in, nothing's covered currently. And so everything is on the table in my eyes.